What if the key to financial freedom wasn't about finding the next hot stock, but about developing the right habits and mindset? Mary Buffett, Warren Buffett's former daughter-in-law, spent 12 years absorbing the Oracle of Omaha's investment philosophy firsthand. When she shared these insights with Sean Sia, who had lost $60,000 in the market, it transformed him into one of Asia's youngest investment millionaires. Their collaboration reveals both the psychological framework and methodical approach that made Buffett one of history's greatest investors. Unlike technical trading guides, these seven secrets focus on building sustainable wealth through proven principles that anyone can follow. Wealth creation begins with developing the right habits, not stock picking. Consider Buffett's approach to spending. He drove an old Volkswagen Beetle for years despite his wealth. When questioned why, he explained that a $20,000 new car would be worth nothing in 30 years, while that same amount invested would grow to approximately $9.9 million. That's just too much to pay for a car. This mindset extends to small expenditures too. Buffett once picked up a penny everyone else ignored in a New York elevator, declaring, "A penny, on my way to the next billion." Similarly, Mary showed her son how his daily $10 Starbucks habit consumed thousands annually by buying him a coffee machine and a Starbucks cup, demonstrating how minor purchases impact finances over time. Buffett emphasizes finding work you love, comparing taking jobs just for resume building to saving up sex for your old age. He warns that borrowed money is a main cause of financial failure, with credit card interest rates so high they would bankrupt even me. Value investing means collecting profitable businesses that generate consistent cash flow and maintain competitive advantages. This approach originated when Benjamin Graham and David Dodd published Security Analysis in 1934, transforming investment from speculation to analysis. The core principle remains simple: buy good businesses at sensible prices and hold them long term. Begin by defining your circle of competence, areas where you have genuine knowledge. As Buffett wrote, you don't have to be an expert on every company. Knowing its boundaries, however, is vital. To identify businesses within your circle, list companies where you earn money, businesses where you spend money regularly, your areas of expertise, and subjects you're passionate about. The sweet spot lies at their intersection. When shopping, notice which stores attract customers consistently, which products are growing popular, and what necessities people purchase regularly. Many of Buffett's top holdings, Kraft, Coca-Cola, American Express, were companies he patronized before investing. Another approach is studying portfolios of successful value investors who maintain holdings for years. Search investor name plus portfolio to track their investments, essentially leveraging the research of the world's best investors for your portfolio. Military strategies parallel effective investing approaches. In officer school, you learn never to enter a fight without an advantage, through superior numbers, terrain, or tactical surprise. This translates to investing, where Buffett seeks businesses with economic moats, durable competitive advantages that protect them like castle moats. Strong brands create powerful moats by establishing associations in consumers' minds. When thinking of soft drinks, Coke immediately comes to mind. These companies have trained us to associate specific products with their brands. However, a strong brand must translate to profits through pricing power. Some businesses achieve such massive scale that they can consistently undercut competitors. Amazon exemplifies this. Their enormous networks and bargaining power enable cheaper pricing. Legal protection through regulations or patents creates another moat type, while high switching costs create customer relationships that are difficult to break. The strongest businesses often combine multiple moats, like branded products with unique features, giving them exceptional pricing power regardless of economic conditions. When evaluating potential investments, ask, what value does this business provide? Is this value provided by others? Why would customers choose this business? Are these reasons sustainable long-term? Understanding the stock market requires learning accounting, the language of business. Without this knowledge, investors become as disoriented as travelers in a foreign country who don't speak the language. Three essential financial statements help investors evaluate businesses: balance sheets, assets and liabilities, income statements, profitability, and cash flow statements, actual money movement. When examining balance sheets, look for growing equity over time and a debt-to-equity ratio below 50%, as high debt becomes dangerous during downturns. Return on equity, ROE, measures profit as a percentage of the previous year's equity, revealing how efficiently businesses use shareholders' money. A consistent ROE of 15% or higher generally indicates an excellent business. For cash flow statements, focus on net cash from operating activities and free cash flow, the amount available after essential expenses. Create an investment checklist. Is equity growing over 10 years? Is debt-to-equity ratio below 50%? Are profits consistently growing? Does ROE exceed 15% over a decade? Is free cash flow positive? Companies with more yes answers represent better investment opportunities. Value investing means buying investments below their true value, like getting a dollar for 50 cents. Different businesses require different valuation approaches. Benjamin Graham's net-net method calculates what shareholders would receive if a company liquidated, with investors buying at two-thirds of net current asset value or less to maintain a safety margin. Price-to-book value offers a simpler approach, focusing on purchasing good businesses below their net asset value, ideally with ratios of 0.8 or lower. The price-to-earnings ratio helps determine investment recoupment time with a strategy of buying stocks 30% below their historical PE. Dividend yield evaluates stocks based on consistent dividend payments over at least 10 years, with yields 2% higher than risk-free rates. Graham's growth formula accounts for growth potential. V equals EPS times 8.5 plus 2G, where V is intrinsic value, EPS is earnings per share, 8.5 represents the PE ratio for a zero growth company, and G is the expected 10-year growth rate. Success in investing doesn't require exceptional intelligence. Even Newton lost millions despite his brilliance. Warren Buffett emphasizes that investing needs patience, independent thinking, focus, and consistency rather than advanced mathematics. Apply these five steps simultaneously. Pay yourself first by automatically setting aside at least 10% of income. Build an emergency fund covering 3 to 6 months of expenses. Secure insurance against catastrophic losses. Clear high-interest debts. Invest consistently to leverage compounding. Even modest investments grow substantially. $100 monthly at 15% annual returns can reach nearly $600,000 in 30 years. Starting early is crucial. Each decade delayed can halve your potential wealth. The journey to financial freedom isn't about getting rich quickly, but developing proper habits, understanding business fundamentals, and letting time work for you. While others chase market trends or complex strategies, Buffett's straightforward approach remains accessible to anyone willing to apply these principles. The question isn't whether you can afford to invest, it's whether you can afford not to start today.